straight away. Grab my phone and start my day. Put the seat down, sit my butt down, and begin to scroll. The anger rises as I'm sitting. Seconds later, I start twitching, losing my cool in a cesspool ruled by bots and trolls. Earth, Taiwan, Epstein files, they're still gone. Crypto, Palestine, you lose your job to AI. Keyboard cowards, dumb memes, Sydney Sweeney's good genes. COVID's a hoax, diversity, bitch about the airline.
Morning, toilet dude scrolling, elbows on my knees while I check my feed. Morning, toilet dude scrolling, get the latest news while I drop a deuce in. Morning, toilet dude scrolling, my legs go numb cause I can't get enough. Morning toilet dude scrolling, get in a crappy mood before my work commute. And
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Who's ready for a show up?
Wait, what day is today?
Today is Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday's bad for me.
Thursday's perfect.
I don't know if you've worked with one of these. We call it a microphone.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
I don't know who you are.
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality.
That sounds like a very familiar voice.
Are we ready?
It's time for a great day.
Showtime.
That is the Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
There she is. How in the heck do we get all that entertainment in one little thing that looks like a hockey puck? Well, here's how you do it. You have to enable the skill. You just do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And you can right after that, then you say, Alexa, play Radio 434. And she will. And every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. But you got to enable the skill. Now, if you want to listen to the podcast, which is a recording of the live show. It's a repack of the live show that we do each and every weekday morning, Monday through Friday. And then we take all the show segments minus the music that we play on Radio 434, and we repack it into a full-length podcast, and you can find that really easy on the Alexa device by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. You got to add the VA in there. You can also search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website, Radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel and you will find a link to the podcast. It's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of episodes going back. It's like our virtual time machine. So join the club and have fun and listen. I don't know what I'm talking about. It's Thursday. All right. So on today's program, being that it's Thursday, we have Kayla is joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm assuming Foster is off. And we also have a Theatre Thursday segment. Aaron's going to be joining us. And we've got, what, Streetcar Named Desire? Okay, thank you. Yes, yeah, Streetcar from Commerce Street Theater. The entire Streetcar?
Yes, we're bringing it in now.
Okay, roll the whole thing in there. I don't know. We're gonna have to move some furniture.
That's all right. Bring it in, boys.
All right. Let's move some furniture. We're bringing the whole streetcar in. That's gonna be exciting. So stay tuned for that. Plus, of course, we have your five random facts. Of course, we have your stupid criminals in the news, and we've got some good news for you as well. And then we have this. Gen Z TikTokers say checking out of a hotel is an old person thing. So older generations check out of hotels. Younger generations just walk out. And people are arguing about the etiquette in the comments. Now, I guess that makes me an older person because I usually will go and I'll check out. I'll usually go and take the key cards back, you know, because that I think that that's the thing you're supposed to do, right? They reuse them. I'm not going to walk out with the key. Or do you just leave it in your room? Oh, no. I say it's proper etiquette to physically take the cards back to the front desk and physically check out. I usually don't ask for a printout of my receipt because I hate paper these days, and I've already got the receipt in the email and a text. So that I will agree with on the Gen Z side of things. But we're gonna unpack this story, and then we've got a top list. Top everyday activities the rest of us do that Gen Z TikTokers think make us old. Okay, that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now, back to school tips from the elderly.
Pull in the fire alarm or a backpack full of snakes or frogs is always a fun. Welcome back to school, icebreaker.
That was a back to school tip from the elderly.
Yeah, don't, I repeat, don't do that, kids. It is the Mike Show. I had a coffee burp. Anyway, so yeah, we're talking about Gen Z and what Gen Z thinks is old. What they think makes something an old person thing, I guess. And one of the things, and this was the headline, checking out of a hotel, Gen Z TikTokers say, is an old person thing. It's definitely more of a breeze than it once was, but there's an argument online about the proper etiquette. Now, me personally, I think that when I check out of a hotel, I think that you should physically take the key cards down to the lobby and down to and you physically hand them to the person and you check out. And you let them know, hey, I love the stay, or hey, the bed wasn't, you know, soft enough, or whatever, you know, just engage with the front desk people. That's what I do. This Gen Z woman posted a TikTok of her walking out the door of a hotel and into the parking lot with the tagline, "Older generations, this is how you check out of a hotel. You just walk out." In the caption, she added, "The front desk doesn't need you to tell them you're checking out, and they don't need you to hand them your room key." That may be technically true in a lot of places, but people in the comments are just calling this rude. And I agree. One person said, "As a former housekeeper, it makes our jobs a lot easier if you're polite and let someone know." Others say that the staff, others let the staff know that they're leaving early, but not if they're leaving at the checkout time, because what's the difference? Okay. Others say they always give someone a heads up in the hopes that it makes the process of cleaning all the rooms more efficient and possibly allows for the next person to get an early check-in that might help out. I don't see that. But anyway, some people say you should always check out at the front desk to get a receipt and make sure that there weren't any additional charges. But that may be a bit of a boomer take. No, I will agree 100% on that one as well, because I do want to look at my bill. Although I get my bill as a text at checkout, I get my bill as an email at checkout. So I can just, you know, I mean, I can call them when I get to my next destination, and I can dispute the charges. When I'm checking out, because I got to get somewhere, and I'm not necessarily in the mood to dispute any charges. But that's just me. Anyway, where are we at? Get a receipt, data charges, and that may be a boomer take. Okay, I pick it up here. Since most places leave a receipt at your door or have it sent digitally through an email or app, and we talked about that, someone said they don't bother the front desk if they can check out in the app. Some places are set up more better-ish that way. Someone else said, I try to check out, but no one's at the front desk. Okay, well, then walk out. Finally, someone said in the comments, just let them know as you're walking out. It takes 10 seconds max. So anyway, that brings us to our top list. The kids think checking out of a hotel instead of just leaving when your stay is over is an old person thing. Well, there's more of that where that came from. There's more where that came from. See what we mean with today's list. It's our top list today. Top everyday activities the rest of us do that Gen Z TikTokers may think makes us old. That's a lot of words. Top everyday activities the rest of us do that Gen Z TikTokers may think makes us old. All right, here we go. Number one, leaving voicemails. Yeah. Go to the office even though we're not feeling it. Print boarding passes. Make eye contact. Top everyday activities the rest of us do that Gen Z TikTokers may think makes us old. Base statements on facts, figures, and observations instead of vibes. Top everyday activities the rest of us do that make Gen Z TikTokers make us think. Damn it! Take two. Top everyday activities that the rest of us do that Gen Z TikTokers think makes us old. Ride a bike powered simply by pedaling. Drive to a restaurant to pick up our food. DoorDash. Just pay $10 extra to DoorDash a Happy Meal. Good Lord. My kid. Top everyday activities the rest of us do that Gen Z TikTokers think makes us old. Watch a TV series at a pace of one episode per week. And only buy one version of a Taylor Swift album. There you go. It's The Mike Show. Coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Today is World Lizard Day. Fun fact, most lizards mate in late spring and early summer, but not the ones suffering from reptile dysfunction. President Trump's Kennedy Center honorees will be George Strait, Michael Crawford, Sylvester Stallone, Gloria Gaynor, and Kiss. And evidently unaware of what they are, Trump asked the Kiss Army to guard the perimeter. Rabbits in Colorado are growing bony protrusions from their heads, as if rabbits needed to add to their reputation of being horny. And Hall & Oates ended their court battle, even though for a while both were saying, "Judge, I can't go for that, no can do." This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show taking a look at Tower Cam position. I think that's number one. Taking a look up Main Street and up Rivermont and up your asphalt driveway. All right. Coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah. We are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
It's easy to get lost in all the solar ads from companies you've never heard of. But when you work with Earthright, you get real people you can call, text, or meet face-to-face. We're right here in Central Virginia. And when things go wrong, or when you just need a question answered, we're not a 1-800 number. We're your neighbors, and we're here for the long run.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
"Wow."
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. How do you pronounce his name?
Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani. All right. This week, he hit into the 740th triple play in Major League Baseball's 149-year history. There are around three or four of them per season. Unassisted triple plays are more rare. That hasn't happened since 2009. Number two. NSYNC, the band, didn't just get its name because the guys were in sync. It uses the last letter of each of the original five members' first names. Justin, Chris, Joey, Jason, and JC. But Jason was replaced by Lance Bass, which screwed it all up. Way to go, Lance. Number three. Pez dispensers were designed to look like cigarette lighters because they were supposed to encourage people to try and quit smoking and have a mint instead. Number four. Macaulay Culkin was the first child actor ever to get $1 million for a movie. He got that for his role in My Girl. He got $4.5 million the following year for Home Alone 2. And $8 million 2 years later for Richie Rich. And then number five, the get out of jail free card. Wait a minute. I think we have something here. The get out of jail free card. Yep. From Monopoly was actually a real thing. In England, I said in England.
Hello!
Yeah. In England, in 1567, there was a lottery to raise money for the Navy, and a winner got a get-out-of-jail-free card to excuse them from anything but the most serious crimes. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random facts. It is the Mike Show. It's the, what is today? Today's a Thursday edition, or as we like to call it around here, Friday Eve. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition that brings us Kayla from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We were talking a little bit off air about how busy this time of the year is for really anyone who does events now through the end of the year is like slam time. According to this graphic, you guys have a job fair coming up very, very soon.
We do. We have done fall job fairs in the past. I know some people don't consider August the fall, but just for simplicity, a spring job fair and a fall job fair we did end of August. But after a lot of feedback from our spring job fairs over the last couple of years, people were asking for a second job fair each year. So we're kind of piloting that again this year. Like I said, we've done it in the past, but this is the first time we've done one in the second half of the year in several years. So next Friday, August 22nd from 10:30 to 2 at Blue Ridge Community Church in New London, we'll be hosting our first fall job fair in several years. We have about 25, maybe 30 hiring businesses that'll be there right now. And it's not too late to register. You don't have to be a chamber member. If your business is hiring, especially out towards that area, Forest, Lynchburg, Bedford, anywhere like that, we would love to have you.
Well, this is awesome. Now, if you are a job seeker, this expo is free.
It is. Yeah. If you're a job seeker, you don't have to RSVP or anything like that. Just show up that day. We'll have some different resource booths available for any barriers that you might have to employment. We'll also have the Department of Social Services there providing free childcare. So if you have your kids with you, it's no big deal. They'll be well taken care of while you look around for a new job.
And one of the resources that you have is you have clothing available for folks that maybe their wardrobe is not up to snuff as far as, doing interviews or maybe their work clothes aren't up to date, as in boots and things like that.
Yeah, we started the professional clothing closet maybe 2 years ago. And it's been super popular. We have a little sign outside of our office, and you would not believe how many people come in and say, I saw your sign outside, so I wanted to bring you some clothes. So if you need any sort of work clothes, we should be able to help you out. We have a huge range of sizes, different types of clothing, whether it's an office job or more of a trade, type job. So it's a lot of clothes. I don't think we're even going to be able to bring all of the clothes that we have accumulated over the last year, but definitely if you need some work clothing, we should be able to help you out.
And if you are a job seeker and you need that resource, go ahead and get with the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce ahead of time. They can get you taken care of, and looking forward to your fall job fair. It's Friday, August 22nd from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. And where's it at again?
It's at Blue Ridge Community Church in New London. So you'll just turn at the sheets off of 460, go past London Downs Golf Course, and it's out there on the right.
All right. Very easy to find. If you're looking for a job, or if you're an employer who's looking to fill some positions and you haven't registered yet, go ahead and get with the Bedford Area Chamber and register your business. Spaces are still available. And that's not the only event that you guys have coming up this fall.
It's not. Like you said earlier, for event planners, the second half of the year is the busy season. So we have several things going on. But one thing that I definitely want to mention is our annual gala. It's our Excellence in Business Awards Gala. We've done this every single year since we've been incorporated. And it's just the most fun night. It's our largest fundraiser of the year. We have a sit-down dinner. We announce the winners of our Excellence in Business Awards, silent auction, cash bar. It's just a really great night.
And at one point in history, I understand that this was the largest sit-down dinner in Bedford County.
I have heard that as well. It was way before my time.
Well, I mean, I was just a young lad then. No, way before my time as well. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
The 86th annual Excellence in Business Awards Gala. You'll be featuring businesses that have been nominated by a group of peers. And what are the categories?
So this year we switched up our categories a little bit. I'll see if I can remember them all off the top of my head. But we'll have Small Business of the Year, Large Business of the Year, Nonprofit of the Year, Rising Star, which is a business that has just been started in the last 5 years. We'll have Employee of the Year and Boss of the Year.
All right. And I'm scrolling through, and I am going to give you a ding because you got them all. And if you want to check out who's been nominated for each of these categories, that information is available up on the Bedford Area Chamber website, bedfordareachamber.com. Do you have to be a chamber member to attend the gala?
You do not. You just have to get your tickets ahead of time. We are over halfway sold out. We do anticipate to sell out. So if you want a ticket, just go to our website. You don't have to be a member to log in and get your ticket.
All right. And where again is this located?
This is going to be at Cedar Oaks Farm off of 221. We've done the gala here maybe 3 or 4 years, but it's just a really beautiful venue. If you've never been out there, a lot of people every year when they come to the gala, they say they didn't even know it was out there. But it's a gorgeous, gorgeous wedding venue, and we're very happy to continue having the gala there.
It is a beautiful, beautiful location, and all around. I mean, it's just these pristine land and well manicured, and it's just an absolutely gorgeous venue inside and out. And one of the things that we noticed last year, any other place that we go outdoors, there are bugs. For whatever reason, they must have an incredible, I don't know where they put the bugs, but there were no bugs. I don't know.
I can't say I've ever noticed that out there. Yeah. And maybe, the bugs are normally attracted to me.
Maybe it was just a fluke. but that's the thing too. Tab, her blood type, attracts anything, anything that bites, she gets bit. She steps outside to check the mail, and she gets this. Yeah, it's crazy. And we went to the gala, and none, no bugs.
Well, I'll have to pay attention to that this year.
Yeah, might have been a fluke, so don't don't quote me on it. But I'm reasonably certain that it will be bug free. It's the gala. It's coming up. You can register. You can get your tickets. Go to BedfordAreaChamber.com to purchase your tickets and attend this gala. It will be well worth it. And if you're not a member of the chamber, go ahead and become a member of the chamber, because if you're looking to expand your circle, if you're looking to grow your network in 2025, 2026, this is a great way to do it. So get with the chamber, get with Kayla, get with Foster, and they will hook you up. All right. Did we solve all the world's problems?
You know, we can only chip away each day.
Okay, thank you. All right. Well, Kayla, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And we will talk to you again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks.
All right. It is The Mike Show coming up. We've got your audio vault. It sounds. And we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again, maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Oh, hi there. It's The Mike Show. It's Theatray.
Theatray Thursday.
Yes,
best day of the week, except for Friday.
And we spell Theatray the fancy way.
Yes.
Here, but they
We're
don't.
Very bougie.
Yeah, but they don't. They don't at Commerce Street Theater.
No, they don't.
Which is spelled properly, Theater. Yes.
Theater.
And coming up at Commerce Street, they have a streetcar named Desire.
The classic witty show. It's going to be a great time, but it's definitely not family fun.
Not at all.
Not family friendly?
Not family friendly.
Okay. All right.
But a wonderful story.
Now, from what I understand, Thomas may not be family friendly as well.
He's,
because he's
not always.
He has to concentrate not to swear.
I have a very prolific verbiage that I tried to avoid.
So if you pause, the long pauses are where the swears would go.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So you went to the
store and I bought them those carrots?
FN carrots.
Yeah.
All right. Went nowhere. Anyway, so each and every Thursday, or almost every Thursday, we have Theatray Thursday. Sometimes we have two and three theater companies.
It's been a very popular segment. I love it.
Yeah. And by the way, it's brought to you by the Mark W. Forman Foundation for the Performing Arts. We'll talk a little bit more about the foundation. That's why Aaron is here. But without further ado, let's talk about Streetcar. This is, by the way, it's directed by Bill Kirshner.
Yes, and I have actually been assistant directing and stage managing this production. So I'm going to take off my foundation hat and put on my assistant director hat and talk about Streetcar. So, yes, play's been written by Tennessee Williams. It's a classic. Everybody knows the Stella. that comes
I won't reiterate that
car.
Here.
Yes,
it'd blow out the mic levels.
Well, I mean,
and Thomas is playing Stanley.
I can make adjustments for you to pull, but don't do it now. Let's save it for the end.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe he might do it.
He might do it.
He might do it. We can't guarantee. You have to watch the whole damn show.
Yes.
All right. It might come at the end after Stupid Criminals.
It could
probably
be.
You never know.
Could.
You never know. All right. So I. Tell us about the challenges of playing this iconic role. And is this the first time that you've played this role?
This is absolutely the first time I've played this role. It's not my first experience with Tennessee Williams. That would have been Glass Menagerie doing Tom Wingfield, which is a polar opposite to what Stanley Kowalski is. And Tom Wingfield is essentially just what Tennessee Williams was in real life, whereas Stanley Kowalski was like his representation of what was considered at the time the modern male. This is like just post-World War II, all of these young guys coming back from overseas and just not really knowing their purpose, not really knowing who they were, and just going up against the, the current... See, there I go. going up against the current heads of... like the current tops of society and looking at it and thinking, this is all... what is this? This isn't for us. This doesn't represent us at all. We got to get back to what we think the common man needs.
Yeah.
And so going back to home, they just started to bring their own vigor to it, make what they could with their own two hands. That's why a lot of them went took all their skills from the service and applied it to the businesses now. But, you know, in doing that, because it's a post-World War II world, there's all these new factors they got to deal with. Obviously, women in the workplace. A good thing, but at the time, they certainly came as a shock to them. So dealing with those culture shocks and just the butting of heads of these two different worlds, the more high society stuff that Blanche operates in, and I wouldn't say low society, but like the new common norm.
The post-war common norm
that Stanley represents in the play.
Yeah, Stanley is really talked about as being up and coming. And that is the Stanley that I think in this production you highlight. And the Stanley that is coming into a new world and is going to be a leader in that new world. And so the apartment that they live in is a two-bedroom apartment.
Very small,
very tiny. It's definite. And Blanche walks in and is very critical of it. But one of the things that both Dr. Kirshner and I did talk about was this is Stanley's apartment now, but it's not going to be his apartment forever. This is just one stop, and he is on his way up. And this is a very small screenshot of what he's going to end up doing with his life and how he ends up becoming. And we look at, you know, the 60s and the Mad Men era and all of these post-war people who came out and really redefined the American economic landscape. And so I do think Stanley is part of that. And I really like that you bring that aspect of him into this performance.
I want to state for the record that most of the good choices I make are because of her. You like anything I do or anything I say up there? It's probably inspired.
You have good instincts.
Okay.
Good instincts.
Right.
Yes.
Give
so long as I don't trip over myself or my pants don't drop. Those are usually how good
instincts.
Yeah,
we do not need the
operate.
Pants to drop.
Well,
I got a great Mark Forman story about that. I'll share sometime.
what's one of the biggest challenges that you faced playing this character?
The biggest challenge playing this character is that it's just not me. I'm not one of those guys who like just bursts into a room and just is the loudest thing in there, just looks to dominate. I'm not a guy that looks to dominate the space I'm in or the people around me, but that's a primary thing of how Stanley operates. He feels that if he's not dominating the space around him and the people around him, if he's not in charge, then he has no control over his destiny or his life. So that's certainly not a way I operate, and that's something that I kind of had to bring out of myself and kind of bring out some instincts that you always kind of have as a human being, but you don't want to put it out there because you don't want people to think you're that kind of terrible person, frankly.
How long have you been acting?
I've been acting unofficially. I'd say it's been since almost kindergarten, really, when I was doing productions at my parents' church. I got cast as Moses, or more specific, to be honest, I was volunteered as Moses. Thanks, Mom. In this thing called Moses and the Freedom Fanatics. If you want to know the long and short of it, to represent the Locust, we played kazoos.
Oh,
that's
fabulous.
Pretty much how that operated.
Okay, great.
And then from there,
next
I just
Broadway.
Yeah. And then I just got this
lots of kazoos on Broadway.
Itch with doing productions in middle school and then high school, and then I went off to Virginia Commonwealth University to get my BFA, and then for a couple of years I was working like up and down the East Coast with any sort of productions I could get, but eventually I had to come back home to deal with some family stuff, and now I'm just operating in the community here.
Well, let's talk about some of the roles that you've played. What was one of your favorite roles? And then I think probably one of the most important questions you could ask an actor is, what is a role that you aspire to play but still have yet to get it?
There's one role that I very much enjoy just because it was a good change of pace from the kind of, I don't want to say nebbish, but just the kind of more quiet guys that I usually play, because that's just kind of who I tend to be. It's from this Agatha Christie play called Love from a Stranger. And it's about this guy who comes into this woman's life, immediately sweeps her off her feet, even though she's engaged to someone else. Like, he just whisks her away. And you know from the beginning of the play that he's bad news and there's something very off about him. Spoilers for a play that's been around for decades. He's been driven crazy by the fact that he keeps bleaching his hair and has been basically a serial killer, killing all these women that he eventually sweeps off their feet and just, you know, strangles them in the basement.
Gotta watch that hair bleach, I'll tell you what.
So that is not me.
That was your takeaway?
That is not me, to be clear. I don't do that. I'm also not blonde. I'm more strawberry.
All right. Thank you for the clarification.
You always got to clarify that, because even just last night when we had some people in the audience just to do a preview, the first compliment I got is, you're a good actor. You scared me.
Nice.
I was like, okay, good.
Yeah.
But I'm a nice guy, I swear.
Yeah.
You always
got
to emphasize that just in case.
Yeah, absolutely.
As for the role that I've always wanted to do, there's this Shakespeare play called Coriolanus.
Okay.
That's about a Roman general who kind of has a falling out with his people and decides to join the enemy. And the reason that I've always wanted to try and do that is because it's a little different from a lot of the other lead roles you get in Shakespeare. A lot of them have this, like, overwhelming charm and are very verbose in how they express themselves. But Coriolanus is a bit more of a reserved guy. He's a military guy. He's a guy who lets his actions do the talking. It's a very unique thing in the whole Shakespeare canon.
Very, very cool. Streetcar Named Desire. When does it open up?
It opens tomorrow. We've been in tech all week, so it will be playing for the next 3 weekends. So it will be Friday, Saturday, and then we actually have 2 Sunday matinees for this show. It is expected to sell very well. Tickets are going very quickly.
Cool.
So
tends to happen
when
I'm involved. So
yes, exactly.
And humble.
He's so humble.
So humble.
Yes.
So humble.
I'll give you the shirt off my back, I swear.
Well, Aaron, since you are extremely involved in this production, I want to ask you from your side of things, what were some of the more challenging things about this production and this performance? I know Dr. Kirshner is kind of a dream guy to work with.
He really is. He really is. And I jumped at the opportunity to collaborate with him. It has been such a wonderful and fruitful partnership.
Yeah.
And I hope he doesn't mind me speaking for him. I will say the two main challenges, first is content. This is a 1947 play that features domestic violence and sexual assault, and it is extremely challenging to, you know, it is very easy to reduce this.
Okay, so the matinee is not for the kids.
Not for the family.
No.
It was very challenging to humanize, because it's very easy to reduce Stanley in particular to just this evil monster who crushes this poor, fragile woman. And from the get-go, both Bill and I did not want to tell that story. That we did not feel that that was the story Tennessee Williams was telling at the time.
Okay.
So the content has been challenging, but also very rewarding in doing deeper exploration of who are these characters and what do they desire, and what is this streetcar named Desire, and what is that representing in the show. So content was challenging and is challenging, and I will give that it is a charged show for those viewers. It'll be a difficult show to watch. It'll be a powerful show to watch, but it will definitely have some moments. And then the other challenge, I think, has been props.
Yes.
There are so many props, and they have to all be set at a certain place, and they all have to be time period and everything. So just maneuvering the props, getting the props on, moving the props around has been also a challenge. So
if it looks easy, us playing poker on stage, it's not. There's so many things to keep track of.
Yes.
Tell us about some of the other cast and how that's been. And specifically, Thomas, working with the cast, how's that been?
Yes, well, Riley Tatum is playing Blanche, and then Taye Loge is playing Stella. And those three, Bill said last night, those three have 80% of the lines. Mm-hmm. And Tennessee Williams is wordy, so I know you guys getting off book has been was kind of a challenge. So
anything you could say in one word, he says in five.
Yeah. and with very flowery language. So how has the process been working with the cast?
It's been wonderful. I never had the opportunity to work with them before, so it's always nice to work with some new people. Admittedly, I worked with Bill way back in the day, like in the early days of End Station Theater, mm-hmm. when I had to step in for a production of Romeo and Juliet he was doing. I wasn't Romeo, I was a Paris, the guy that nobody cares about.
Who dies at the end.
Yes.
But he loves Juliet.
That is true. Mm-hmm. At least he says.
He says he loves Juliet.
That's something.
Working with this cast, the primary thing that I wanted to approach it with, considering the content and considering how Stanley acts, is that we just wanted to make sure that we were all on the same page and being safe, not just physically, but also emotionally. Because, like Aaron said, it's fraught with a lot of deep subject matter that can really rub people the wrong way if you do it wrong.
Yeah.
And can even spur up some bad memories for people when you do it right. So the first thing I wanted to make sure of was that we were on the same page and that we were like in simpatico to make sure that we did this correctly and we're safe with each other. And we've nailed that down to a T.
Nice.
And as for the rest of the boys, you know, we're just for so much of the show at certain points, we're just hanging out, playing poker and pretending to drink whiskey, which is a dream, honestly.
Yes. Yes.
Pretending.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. One night. Maybe. Who knows?
A Streetcar Named Desire opens August 15th. There are dates all through the 24th. You can check CommerceStreetTheater.org. Theater spelled the proper way. And you can also check out the Mark W. Foreman Foundation for information about it.
Yes,
as well.
This production's on our calendar. You can go to our calendar of events and hit any event, and you will get straight to that theater's ticket website to get your tickets.
And it's really, really cool. And I appreciate so much the Mark W. Foreman Foundation for helping to coordinate Theatre Thursday. This was your dad's dream. We had a segment a long, long time ago. Called Theatre Thursday, but it did not embody what your dad brought to the table, and I appreciate you guys
continuing
that. Well,
we appreciate your continued support of that.
Absolutely.
It is a cause near and dear to my heart.
Well, and folks, if you want to learn what is going on in the entire theater community throughout the area, every theater, including youth theater.
Yes.
If you're an actor and you want to learn where auditions are and what are upcoming shows, get the information ahead of time by visiting the Mark W. Foreman Foundation website. It's markwformanfoundation.org. And if you are a director,
yes,
good news for you, because they may have money for you.
Yes, we give our grants every twice a year, $1,000 to fund your production.
It's not to pay the light bill.
No, it's not for the theater. It is for your production. So if you need a music director, or you are looking for a specialty prop, or you just need an extra $1,000 to bust up that costume budget, that is what this grant is for. So very, very glad that we've been able to continue that over these years.
Well, and a good example is recently, wasn't it all the Winnie the Pooh costumes?
Yes. So Commerce Street does Winnie the Pooh, and all of those costumes were funded using this grant.
Yeah. And they're fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
They're
great
costumes.
Yeah.
So if you are a director and you are interested in the director's grant, learn more at markwformanfoundation.org. All right, gang, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. I really appreciate it. Break legs.
Thank you.
Have a great run. Folks, you need to check this out. A Streetcar Name Desire. It's a Commerce Street Theater. If you haven't been to Commerce Street Theater, it is a fantastic, very intimate setting. It's a great black box theater, 90-some seats, wonderful lobby area with concessions as well. It's right on Commerce Street across from My Dog Duke's Diner. If you're not familiar with it, check it out. And there is a seat for ye. Mm-hmm. All right. It is the Mike Show coming up. A little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Hey, it's Chris, and this is Playing Here. On Saturday, August 16th, it's Summer Jam at Three Roads Brewing Lynchburg, an all-day free live music festival featuring the Whiskey Shakes, the Chapsticks, Old Town Connector, and Bigfoot County on our new covered stage in the YMCA parking lot. Gates open at noon. The Punk Rock Flea Market will be on hand with dozens of vendors, along with 7 food trucks, plus plenty of ice-cold beer to celebrate the 5th anniversary of Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg. Court Street will be blocked off from 12th and 13th Street to accommodate our Summer Jam Outdoor Festival, brought to you in part by Bank of the James, partnering for good, and Southern Air, sponsoring our cooling tents. Check out our Facebook event page for more information and our updated parking map. It's the 5th annual Summer Jam Music Festival, Saturday, August 16th, from noon to 10 p.m. at Three Roads Brewing, 1300 Court Street, Lynchburg. That's Playing Here, brought to you by Three Roads Brewing on Radio 434.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Oh, hi there. Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it.
Shohei Ohtani.
All right. Here we go. What is this? Skip that. We already did that one. Oh, did you know today is National Tattoo Removal Day? Love doesn't last forever. And thanks to laser tattoo removal, neither do those.
Eddie rushed himself to get a tattoo. Got a new girlfriend, now he feels like a fool. You can't change Betty to look like Mary Lou. Now she is heartbroken. Now Eddie's left arm is swollen. Laser beam cutting through.
Ouch.
The tattoo is burning open. Eddie feels just like Pete Davidson too.
Uh-huh. All right.
Ouch.
Speaking of which, today is Tattoo Removal Day, and a woman in West by God, Virginia, takes it to another level. She is preserving her husband's Steelers tattoo after he passed away. Let me explain. She had the mortician cut it off him. She cut it off him so she could frame it and hang it on her wall. Here's Angelica Radovsky talking about keeping her late husband's ink.
We really had my husband's tattoo preserved. On Friday, after everybody left and I was doing my goodbye, is when the mortician and I stood there and I got to outline the exact tattoo I wanted. My husband having over 70 tattoos, I wanted the surrounding tattoos in it as well. So you outline it and then the tissue is removed, and Save My Ink Forever sent the funeral home a preservation bag and sends it to Save My Ink Forever. When they showed us his tattoo, it was indescribable as to what that felt.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yikes. Can we continue? Yeah, let's go to viral videos. Here is a recent confrontation between a Texas woman in a Texas flag bikini top and a local woman who's recording. The argument is over beach access. The Texas woman gets schooled on the rules pertaining to Virgin Island beaches.
Oh, you're going to put it on the internet. That's cute.
Well, what else do you want me to do?
I would like you to look at beaches. You're on private property.
This is not private
property. It is. Property. You see the house right here?
We are in the Virgin Islands.
Congratulations. So is everybody
and
else.
The beaches are public here.
They're not.
Yes, and they
no, ma'am, they're there. Not. You can go to a public beach out at Megan's Bay.
15 years I've been.
Congratulations. That's great. This is private property.
No, it's not.
It is private property.
I live right there.
And you need to take your things and your kids and you need to go.
We're not leaving.
Okay, Karen. The U.S. Virgin Islands law says no beach can legally be private, and all beaches up to the waterline are public. It must remain accessible for use and enjoyment. It guarantees the public's right to use beaches and shorelines whenever, wherever they want. Let's see. If you love monster trucks and Shakespearean tragedy, this is for you. Estonia, Romeo, and Juliet is being performed in a grand style. Instead of actors, the remake is using giant trucks and heavy machinery to tell the story. Here's one of the producers and some people who watched it.
It's basically a big experiment about what it means to do Shakespeare. It's funny and interesting to try to do these things with big machines. Like, how do you make cars talk? How do you make them kind of understand each other? So this contrast between big and small, and also contrast between very powerful and very gentle.
I must say I came into it expecting it to be really silly, but it was really good. I really liked it.
The energy was captured really well, and it captured the sweetness and the love, which was really nice as well.
All right, so Romeo is being played by a rally truck, while Juliet is a red Ford pickup truck. The rest of the cast includes fire trucks, buses, and cement trucks. There are 10 drivers, 2 mechanics, and a pyrotechnics expert. Check it out. Romeo and Juliet in Estonia. Let's see. Let's skip that. So that's going to be for stupid criminals. This is stupid criminals. Skip that. Are we going to a comedian? I think we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. All right. We got 2 tattoo comedians. Ryan Fole talks about Tattoo Removal Day.
We went on our honeymoon and he wanted us to get matching tattoos. I said, instead of tattoos, why don't we just start collecting spoons like old people do when they travel? That's a thing. And he said, oh my God, let's get tattoos of those spoons. We'll like get a cabinet tattooed on our backs, and then everywhere that we go, we'll get a different spoon tattoo. Wow, I would rather get a plate in my head and collect magnets.
I saw a young woman recently. She had a guy's name tattooed across the back of her neck. I guess it didn't work out. Instead of having it removed, she just tattooed a black line through his name. Yeah. Kind of looks like a to-do list.
All right, sorry, my apologies. That was actually comedians Jackie Cassian and Jeff Caldwell. All right, well, that's your audio vault for today. Let's go over here, change up the music, which I failed to do. All right, now, reach over here and lovingly grab the grab the tattoo. Lovingly grab the handle. Don't mind the tattoo. It's only one word now, but there you go. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we are going to get so stupid with your stupid criminals in Dot News, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
And now, Ballad Through the Beers. 1903. The Wright brothers' first flight is a success. Afterwards, the boys enjoyed a cold, refreshing Ballad beer. Sorry, that didn't happen. But you can enjoy Ballad beer by visiting their tap room in Danville, Virginia, or picking up a Ballad wherever they sell great beers. Ballad Brewing, Danville, Virginia.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit danvillebhotel.com or theholbrookdanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global, radio.
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in Dot News. Okie dokie, let's go to this story, and we also have audio and video on this. Two teens were arrested in South Carolina after stealing a train for a joyride. We will go to this news story from Fox Carolina.
With some new details for you right now in Lawrence, where police say two miners broke into railroad facilities, causing a lot of damage. Now, officers say this all happened over the weekend at Carolina Piedmont Railroad and CSX Transportation Railroad. Investigators say the miners started an engine that was connected to two others and drove them around. Officers say they crashed into other rail cars, causing them to derail and damage one of the cars. Tonight, their names are not being released due to their ages, but their charges include burglary and destruction of railroad property.
Oh my. All right, so let's look at the story and see if we have any more additional details. They drove it around the yard.
Sometimes it feels like...
Get rid of that. They drove it around the yard before taking it down the rail toward a neighboring town. They reportedly went on YouTube to learn how to drive the train, but they probably should have watched a video on stopping a train, because on the way back from the joyride, the track switched and they ran into several cars on the same line, forcing one of them to derail and causing significant damage. The miners were charged with burglary, grand larceny, malicious damage, willful destruction of railroad property, and injury to railroad. Their names and ages have not been released. All right. And then there is this. A South Carolina man is accused of going on a high-speed chase with police while filming it and putting it on Facebook. Here's Corporal Carly Carr talking about what Rashawn Scott actually did. Stop looking at me, Rashawn.
Something that could have been a minor traffic ticket for tailgating and swerving turned into four felonies. It seems like it's idolized. I think people think that it's cool, and it's not. I'm not sure if they do it for clout or what exactly it's for, but unfortunately, I think social media is painting a unrealistic picture of what happens.
A Pennsylvania man who was working security for the Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, was sent home and sent his supervisor a threatening text. Allegedly, Isaiah Randall texted, quote, You guys better have heavy security for the expletive you pulled today because I will be back. Do we have sound on this?
Oh, put me in cold.
Good Lord.
I'm ready to play.
No, that's not it. All right. What else do we have? We have good news. And we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A 16-year-old kid in Michigan named Sam Hines, like Hines but with a T, played a ton of baseball this summer. He also has a rare kidney disease and had a transplant when he was 8. They usually put the new kidney on the right side of your body, but he's left-handed, and his mom knew it might mean he'd never play baseball again. So his was done on the opposite side. Here are Sam's mom, Alicia, and physician assistant Christina Brini, and Sam talking about the transplant and talking about baseball.
He went on the list, and 3 months later, he got the transplant. So he bats this way, and they always would put it here.
Preferentially, when you get that kidney transplant, it goes into the right side. It makes sense, right? Like, if you're left-handed and you have the bat up, you don't want it exposed to where all of these balls are coming at you at, like, 100 miles per hour.
So they were happy to do it. They were happy to make it happen.
I don't think I would have been able to, like, function without playing baseball.
Seeing him out there, I couldn't be more proud of him.
Anything is possible, really.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Coming up, they have the Hill City Slide. It's a fundraiser for the United Way. It literally is a 700-some-foot water slide down Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. It starts at the top of Church Street, right past the YMCA, top of the hill. And you'd slide all the way down to where the armory is. It's big fun. You can get your tickets by visiting hillcityslide.com. Reserve your time slot. It is August 22nd through the 24th. Visit hillcityslide.com to get your tickets and to reserve your time slot. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. So I want to share this real quick. Tomorrow, let's pull this graphic up and do that. All right, tomorrow on the program, we are going to be featuring some of the bands that are going to be joining us at Summer Jam 25 at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg on Saturday, August 16th. Now, the Whiskey Shakes are scheduled to join us in the morning, as well as, I believe, the Chapsticks. I'm going to reach out and see if Old Town Connector and if any of the members of Bigfoot County are going to be joining us tomorrow. But so far, we've got the Whiskey Shakes confirmed, and I just saw something from the Chapsticks. So here's the deal. On Saturday, August 16th from noon until 10 p.m. It is the fifth anniversary of Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg, and we do it upright. We have a big blowout free music festival that gets kicked off at noon with the Whiskey Shakes. The Chapsticks take the stage at 2:30. Old Town Connector takes the stage at 5. Bigfoot County takes the stage after 7. And they close out the entire festival. We've got a ton of vendors. We've got probably 24 vendors and growing. We have, we've got 7 food trucks. The Lynchburg Hillcats are scheduled to join us, and it is brought to you in part by Bank of the James, so we want to thank them as well. And Southern Air is providing cooling tents this year with Mister. It's that's going to be a difference. Josh he's our house sound guy, and he's from Noteworthy Music. Josh is our sound guy. We've got Donovan coming up to do lights. This is going to be a great event. Plus, this year, and much to the delight of the musicians, we have a covered stage this year, brought to you by Flex Stage. So it's going to be a great time. So join us Saturday, August 16th. From noon until LYH Punk Rock Flea Market will be there. It's going to be a great time, so get on. And it's a free music festival. There's absolutely, positively no cover charge. Just come, enjoy music, enjoy great food, enjoy great beers at Summer Jam. All right, well, that is it. That is the program. We'll see you tomorrow.
Go away! Go away!
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.